Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my new series, Parrish. My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life. You know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
Welcome to the official Masked Singer podcast.
That's amazing!
A production of iHeartRadio and Fox, executive produced by KT Studios. We are the one, the only official podcast for the Masked Singer.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody!
You know what time it is, man. America's number one show and the biggest best mystery game on TV.
Who is that?
All right, all right. It was a parade of unbelievable performances tonight as Group B served it up, left it all on the table. You know when you hear his voice. And it's your boy Bow Wow, a.k.a. Frog, and I've got to go ahead and give thanks for the man who provides a feast of secret inside info every single week. Of course, you know who it is. Masked Singer, celebrity producer, Brian Strickland's in the house.
Yeah.
Brian, what's up, man?
We got a lot of leftovers to talk about.
And then a huge new wild card bounced onto the scene tonight.
Beach ball! This is an interesting costume.
Reality TV personalities Honey Boo Boo and Mama June will be joining us in the studio. Can't wait to talk to them. Our guest panelist, he's back throwing shots at Ken again.
For a second year, I will carry Ken the entire show.
How dare you?
The podcast is stuffed with a bunch of spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
If you don't want to know what's about to be said, then now's the time to press pause if you may, and then just come right back.
Who is that?
Group B is back. Mallard, Queen of Hearts, Caterpillar, Banana Split, Beast Ball, finally made their way onto the stage.
Wow.
Who is that?
Well, we are definitely having a ball, and they came to party.
That was fun. I am a bit freaked out because I feel like there are two people underneath there.
Okay.
I'm stumped.
Because they were a little one and done, we don't get to do a first impression guess with you. Did you have any idea? What were you thinking?
Threw me off. I'm like, okay, this person definitely is not a recording artist.
Yeah.
But I couldn't pin any celebrity to it.
Well, you were in good company because Ken guessed Kim and Chloe. Jenny and Joel thought it was Snooki and JWoww, which was a good guess.
That
Nicole
really
thought it was Barb and Star from Del Mar, you know, Kristen Wiig and Annie Mumolo. And Robin thought it was Kat Dennings and Beth Bears from Two Broke Girls, that sitcom route. Some other names that were thrown out were the Fannings. I remember at one point Robin, I don't think this made the episode, but he mentioned a Paris and Nikki Hilton, but nobody got Honey Boo Boo and Mama Jen.
Take it off! Take it off! We're running out of time, Nick!
Then in black!
Oh no, here they come, here they come!
Superstars, Honey Boo Boo and Mama June!
Oh no!
AKA Alana Thompson and June Shannon!
Hi guys!
Hi!
Hi!
Is Honey Boo Boo, is she the youngest to ever appear on Masked Singer? Am I right?
You know, we made history here because the youngest, I believe, was JoJo Siwa.
Uh-huh.
And she's 18 and Honey Boo Boo's only 15. So yes, Honey Boo Boo is the youngest contestant ever on the Masked Singer. Look at you, Bow Wow.
Ryan, this is what we do, man. This is what we do. To participate, being 15 on a show like this, much respect to her for that. Turkey drop. One-word clues. What's going on with this, Brian? They're stealing your swag a little bit because, you know, you're the king of the one-word clues.
No clue of the day. Stop.
Like last week, I was like, I'm going to give you a good one. Tomatoes. You're like, what? What is that name? How dare you? But the caterpillar was Pop, which is where Jenny got J.C. Chazet because of Dirty
right,
Pop.
Pop singer.
With Mallard, we got Crown. Mm-hmm. With Banana Split, we got Director. And with Queen right. of Hearts, we got Home.
It's just so tough because we're getting close yes. to the end, and this is when it all gets good, and nothing's better than watching these celebrities get unmasked. It's like mm-hmm. blessing, right? That's why we'll take it off at the end. We love
absolutely.
To see this. And the Take It Off buzzer was in full effect. Jenny was right there, and she was about to go ahead and press it.
I know who it is!
What?
Where's that button?
No, no, no.
Thank God Jenny does not work in the White House. Could you imagine? Press the button! No, Jenny, it's not time. You can't take it back. Once you press the red button, it's over. Missiles are going off. It's over. So glad Jenny put the button back.
I'm going to give an exclusive here right now. They can edit this out. I'll get fired. Jenny Woo. Will use the Take It Off buzzer on Caterpillar.
Drop the mic!
I'm not going to say if it's right, but that was a little sneak preview there.
Let's go ahead and dive right into it. Well, let's start off with Mallard. Song before me today was Play Something Country.
Wow, there it is, Mallard.
Mallard, you got moves like Jagger. You own the stage, and once again, a killer performance. Great job.
Guess I'm not the only person that leaves all the moves on the stage. Frog has some competition. There's people up here really sticking and grooving, moving and jiving. I love it.
It's always a good time. Every
always
time he hits
time.
The stage, it's a great time.
Really good.
Rose to fame as part of a famous family.
Mm-hmm.
This had me thinking.
Yeah, this had everybody thinking.
When you talk about families that are famous, we can just roll down the Rolodex and we'll be here all day. Mm-hmm.
That's what the panel really fixated on, because Jenny mentioned Billy Ray Cyrus. Obviously, he's from right. a famous family. Right. Robin mentioned Kiefer Sutherland, also from a very famous family. His father is Donald Sutherland. Nicole mentioned Jack Osborne. Of course, no more famous family than the Osbournes.
Mm-hmm.
She also mentioned John Rich of Big and Rich, which is a big country family.
Right.
So, yes, I think this person is definitely from a famous family.
Absolutely. And what threw me off was the Abraham Lincoln thing. I started thinking maybe this person has his own money. Maybe this person is just so famous that, you know, I forgot what movie it was. It was a movie. Oh, it was Coming to America
yes,
with Eddie Murphy.
Yes.
And, you know, he gave someone some money and it was his face on it. And they said, the boy has his own money. So maybe this person has their face on their own bills.
Wow. Okay.
Celebrity Besties video for Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt here. A while back, you and I went out catching frogs. Any chance you could send someone to come pick me up? I mean, I've been waiting a while. A little muddy in this swamp. Send help, Mallard.
Moving on to Caterpillar. Song, It Is Gonna Be Me.
Caterpillar, we love you. I'm dying to know who you are.
Wow.
What is that costume?
It's bananas. It's amazing.
I think we got ourselves a boy bander.
This is growing up in Ohio. When you talk about girls and loving NSYNC, I heard this record 80 times a day before lunch, walking to my locker, leaving my locker, going to homeroom, right? Just never yeah. stop. Ken was impressed that he could actually dance in that costume.
It's so hard to, like, do the moves that you're doing in that outfit. That was an epic performance.
Come on!
I consider myself an okay dancer, but Brian, I'm telling you right now, I'm not moving in no caterpillar suit. It's not gonna happen.
It's the longest costume we've ever had, so I don't know how the man can move in that.
So the beanbag. I love beanbags, by the way. I have so many of them. Where are you going with this one, Brian?
When you said beanbag, again, we go to BB, boy band. You know, five fellas, okay. maybe five members
oh.
of a boy band. Ken's mentioned Niall Horan, Harry Styles, and then out of nowhere mentioned Keegan-Michael Key because Keegan-Michael Key is adopted. And the panel was convinced that this person is adopted based on the clue package.
That clue package didn't necessarily say he was adopted.
See, that's what I, yeah.
It said... He was adopted.
No, it didn't. Where did it say that?
It said, Nick Cannon, your boy was adopted. That's what it said in the clue pack. I have a memory like an elephant.
Oh.
Robin said AJ McClain, and Nicole guessed Lance Bass. So they're still all in that boy mm-hmm. band world. Are you feeling that this is a boy bander?
I don't know, because it's so easy to say that. At first, I was, but I can tell you this. I know this caterpillar can sing.
Yes.
I understand where the whole boy band vibe thing is coming from, but at the same time, I don't know, man. This one's tough.
I'm so getting fired for this, but I can't hear this anymore. Our devout listeners of this podcast,
yes,
they deserve more, and I don't want to mislead them.
All right.
So, guys, this is not a boy bander.
I was right. I was right. Go ahead and ring my the bigger. Ready? Let me get that. I knew I was right. Remember, you know, my favorite word is the throw off.
Yes.
I think caterpillar is the throw off.
Mm-hmm.
Because you'll think it's this and you'll turn around and it will be something totally different.
Exactly.
Caterpillar is almost sent home tonight.
Yes.
I know a lot of you are listening to the show right now like, what?
I know exactly who this is, guys.
No, uh-oh. No, no. I don't want to do this, Jenny. It's a big risk.
I'm putting this away. Thanks for the false alarm.
Yeah.
Way to get me all excited.
Put it away.
If you love my guess, then I can feel horrible afterwards, like I should have pressed it. But if you hate my guess, then it's a good thing. So
right.
Here we go. The word pop was a clue. He sings Dirty Pop in NSYNC. J.C. Chazay, people!
No,
adopted.
I'm so glad that you did not press
Why?
It. That is not J.C.
Wasn't that just an NSYNC song
but
that
he sang? Exactly, he's singing
it
an NSYNC song.
It doesn't matter, I'm the Masked Singer.
That's true.
Really? No.
Well, season three, I try to do one of my own songs, see if you can throw them off. Now, that's something that Nick said. Mm-hmm. Like, why would J.C. be here and perform his own record? I don't understand.
That's a good point.
But, I mean, it would have been a good throw-off, so I really can't blame Jenny for that. But at the same time, I'm glad she didn't. And Caterpillar's glad she didn't, because that's what he said. I thought I was going home.
As we learned last week when Jenny was on the podcast, she's very, very competitive. And right now, Ken is still in the lead with 1 point for that golden ear. If you get that Take It Off buzzer and you get it right, you get 2 points. Jenny is determined to get those 2 points. So we'll see how it unfolds in a couple of weeks.
Queen of Hearts. Perform River.
Bow into the queen.
Woo.
Oh, my goodness.
We are in the presence of greatness. Did you hear that?
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. This is the greatest artist we've ever had on Masked Singer, ever.
Really?
Wow.
Ever.
Woo. You're definitely one of the front runners. That was amazing.
She brought the vocals.
Yes.
She did it a cappella. Real singers can sing without the tune, without the beat.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just put it in frog terms. She was showing off.
She
Queen of Hearts is a show up.
Every week.
Every week. I don't see Queen of Hearts leaving anytime soon.
Yeah.
Robin, I mean, he agrees. He said that she's a front runner.
Queen of Hearts was so good. That was like an off with their heads type performance.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Ridiculous.
I think this person might be a pop singer. Think about the Britney Spears of the world. Think about the Jessica Simpsons of the world.
Robin said Jessica Simpson's a very good guess. It was a cowboy hat.
Saw that.
He obviously sang, these boots are made for walking, for Dukes of Hazzard.
Right.
Jenny saw the cowboy hat and went a different direction. She thought country singer Casey Musgraves. And then Nicole went completely rogue and said Jewel. And we're all over the place again.
Well, whoever it is, you stole our hearts.
Absolutely.
Especially mine.
Absolutely.
Stole all of our hearts, right?
It's funny you said that Robin said she's definitely the front runner because then Banana Split performs and Ken and Joel think they're the front runner.
Right.
Only one of them can go to the finals. So how do you choose between these two?
This is when the competition gets very, very real because only the strong survive and you look to your left and right and that's the best from each group.
Mm-hmm.
You have to bring it. There's no half-stepping. There's no 89%. You got to bring 101%.
Exactly.
We're going to Banana Split right now. Everyone okay? Let her rip.
Hey, that was incredible.
You're going to win it all.
Woo.
Oh, you guys might be my favorite in a long, long time.
Ken.
Bottom line, you have the goods. I mean, Split is amazing, and Banana is just playing with one hand. He's just like, I got this.
This performance, I want to put on a leather jacket and take all the grease and just slip my hair back. I wanted a milkshake. I wanted some roller skates. I was getting fresh cheeseburgers.
Yes.
You live in Los Angeles, California. You never been to Mel's Diner.
Yes, Mel's Diner, little Johnny Rockets.
Oh, man, all of those places that just remind you of the 60s and the 50s era.
Yeah.
Think about this. It just hit me as I'm talking to you about it. You can also get a banana split at a diner.
Yeah.
The whole thing from top to bottom, it just worked for me.
People really, really did love what we did together.
Yeah, I think people saw the magic in us and they really couldn't stop watching.
Tough to beat two people, especially when they're on their game. They're on their A game. Mm-hmm. They hit it every time. Mm-hmm. The last time that they worked together was a nightmare because they bickered so much. We couldn't tell.
No.
You know, I think this is a match made in heaven with these two. They were surprised. People love what they did together. I'm not.
No.
Because, like I said, I've done my research on them. They've been doing the thing for quite some time. Not going to let you guys know who it is.
Just say it. You can say it.
No, Brian. I'm going to say it next week.
Oh, okay.
I promise.
We're going to save it. Okay.
Let's talk about the clues real quick. It was a beetle, banana peel, bouquet of flowers.
Mm-hmm.
What you got to say about that, Bree?
The panel was all over the place, as always. They seem very split on whether these are co-workers or husband and wife. Nicole mentioned Sutton Foster and Hugh Jackman, who are in The Music Man on Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
But then Jenny and Robin think they're possibly married. Jenny mentioned Jeff Goldblum and his wife, Emily, who was on The Voice. Because, you know, Jeff, he's famous for playing the piano. And Robin guessed Kevin Bacon and Kira Sedgwick, who've been married for a very, very long time. They're all over the place.
Whoever it is, it doesn't matter. They're going to be in the finals. It's going to be a long, wonderful ride.
Talk about something that has the world just going insane, bro.
Yes.
Besides The Masked Singer, which, of course, this is the number one show on television. Let me go ahead and add that in there. But NFTs.
Yes.
I mean, this is a big deal, bro.
This thing is blown up.
Well, first of all, let me say this. Big shout out to Craig Plessis. Thank you so much. And everyone at Fox for sending me my first NFT. And I've had so many people trying to get me to join this thing and get into the NFT community because I partially don't understand what it is. I just know people make a lot of money, bro.
Yes.
And if there's money involved, you know, the green man, the frog, I'm in.
I think I've got the same that you did. Did you get a frog?
Listen, I have probably the most dopest, flyest NFT of the most flyest green machine you've ever seen in your life. Yes, it was the frog.
Yes.
Okay, so Brian, explain to not only myself, but just to everyone around the world who has been hearing about this NFT thing and it's just been taking over the world. And, you know, I have friends that have said, oh, I just launched my first NFT and they wake up in the morning and they're millionaires. I'm like, well, if it's that fast, then I want in.
It's basically digital art you can own. You know, it's limited release digital images of your favorite Matt Singer characters from all six seasons. We're talking Thingamajig, Miss Monster, White Tiger, and of course, the frog himself. It's like having your very own unique digital art collection. It's for the massive Masked Singer superfan. The more NFTs you have, the more exclusive content you get in the Masked Verse. There's new packs of NFTs will drop every week, so you got to stay tuned for those. To get started, all you need to do is create a digital wallet by going to maskverse.com. That is maskverse.com. Miss Maskey was the first character to debut in the Masked Singer collection, and she sold out in a few hours. I got so many dings on my phone and so many like alerts on my Gmail because this thing was blowing up a couple weeks ago. All I know is my digital wallet is created, and I can't wait to add new packs as they drop each week. But who really knows this world better than anybody is Miss Maskey, so I'll let her explain.
Talk to us, Miss Maskey.
Hello, Masked Singer fans. I'm Miss Maskey, and welcome to the Maskverse. This is the place in the digital world where you can buy, sell, and trade Masked Singer NFTs. What is an NFT, you ask? It's short for non-fungible token. Think of it as a unique digital collectible you and only you alone own. Take it away, Masked Singers.
Here in the Maskverse, fans become part of an exclusive community where they can buy, sell, and trade NFTs to earn access to special perks and real-world prizes.
Awesome!
Mask NFTs are your ticket to costumed, singing, celebrity fun. Each Mask NFT is a token that you can collect and trade. Look at how cute my cupcake token is.
That gives me chills.
The process is simple. Sign up to create your digital wallet, then join the drops to buy masks and complete the collections.
There are all kinds of collections to complete. My favorite is the pets collection. Well, of course it is. That one is perfect.
Mask NFTs come in packs of three tokens. New packs will drop every week, so be sure to check back here and join the fan community on Discord to stay in the know.
Once you buy enough masks to complete a collection, you'll unlock special opportunities for one-of-a-kind prizes.
Come on!
Plus, look out for events where you can earn special access to premier mask packs. Sign up for a digital wallet now to get access drops, and once you've logged in, be sure to claim your first NFT for free. So what are you waiting for?
It's time to get out there and explore the Maskverse.
Who is that?
Our guests tonight kept it ball in the family when they party on the Masked Singer stage tonight. And this mother-daughter duo is used to being in the spotlight, but tonight they made waves and really showed us that life's a beach. I hope you like that one, Brian.
Yes, I love it. I love it.
Please welcome to the show, Honey Boo Boo and Mama June, a.k.a. Alana Thompson.
Yes.
And June Shannon to the show.
Yeah. TV royalty.
Long time, Bow Wow.
Wait a minute. There's some history there you three have met before?
Yes.
Yes. Us and Bow Wow are on the same network. We partied a couple times.
We have.
On the Growing Up Hip Hop.
Yes.
A couple years back.
Yes. So this is family right here. And then speaking of family, I just want to ask Alana, because even to this day, right, I'm a grown man, Alana, and to this day, people always still call me Little Bow Wow, right? What do you like to be called? Do you like to be called Honey Boo? Like, what is your thing?
I would definitely prefer Alana, but Honey Boo is what stuck, so I got to deal with it now.
All right, so we got something in common, Brian, because to this day, it's still Little Bow. I'm like, I'm 34 years old. What are you doing here? Alana, what was it like performing inside of this beach ball? I mean, was this the most different thing you've ever done?
It was definitely one of the top 10s because I've never sung in front of everybody. That's the first thing. And I can't sing. Ooh. So I had a lot of fun doing it.
I cried. That's why I missed the first line of my part. But I always do whenever she performs.
So you got emotional performing with Alana. I could understand. I almost teared up when my daughter sung one of my songs at a birthday party, just watching her.
It was an experience. But I have to say, it's probably the most craziest things I've done in 10 right. years. I got to meet Nick Cannon. I mean, hello. That was a big thing for me.
Yep.
You seem genuinely starstruck with Nick Cannon.
Look, she's just looking at that smile across that face.
Yeah, because you got to think about it. I'm 22, and you grow up seeing him. I've met a lot of cool people along this journey, and Nick Cannon was one of those. Bow Wow was one of those.
Alana, I don't know if you know this, but you've been mentioned before. Ken guessed you in season three. He thought you were JoJo Siwa.
I did actually know that. A lot of folks told me that. They were like, they think JoJo Siwa's you on Masked Singer right now. And when they said that, I was like, I should be on Masked Singer.
I want to know, as a musician and as a music lover, what would have been your song of choice?
I like the more like upbeat rap stuff.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
I probably would have performed like some Money Bag or something.
Oh, some Money Bag. Yo, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
She wanted to rap. That's what she wanted to do. She wanted to rap, Brian. That's the Atlanta thing, Brian. You know what I'm saying? So you got to take a trip down 85 South and get you some good old Waffle House and ride in your old school Cutlass. Yes. June, do you agree? You know some Money Bag? Yo, versus you wouldn't have to be a hype man or something.
I would do rap. My song would have been Straight Up, you know, by Paul Abdul.
Yes, Paul Abdul. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I'd say what I am ready for. It's time to go ahead and pop this game up, Brian. Can we do that?
Okay.
Made waves as the Beach Ball, which are awesome performance. Since there were two of you in the Beach Ball, you pretty much had eyes on all sides of the stage. I'm going to ask you questions about your performance. If you answer correctly, you get a point. But if you answer incorrectly, Brian has to give us a hot new clue, which is totally fine because all the Masked Singer podcast listeners, we want the clues. Don't be stingy with the clues either, Brian. Now's not the time for that.
I'm running out.
Okay, here we go. What color were the Beach Ball's eyes?
Maybe blue in them a little bit.
She got it right.
You got it right.
Yeah, I think mom was right.
They were.
I know, it was like blue. Yes.
At the top of your number, there were four dancers on inflatable floats. Were the floats unicorns, swans, flamingos, or llamas?
I want to say flamingos.
I want to say flamingos too, but I also think they were unicorns. I'm going to go with flamingos.
You're right about flamingos.
Flamingos, and I think...
Come on, Alana.
I feel like it was unicorns. I just feel like it was unicorns.
Brian, it was a clue because she's wrong. It was flamingos and llamas.
No, that was like, oh my God.
There was so many dancers on that stage.
I could barely even see out the eyeballs.
So, Brian, you know what you got to do, man. Hook us up one of them fresh clues.
Okay. Tonight we learned Mallard's very good friend is Chris Pratt. That was his celebrity bestie. Chris coming to us exclusively from a swamp in Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
That is a big, big clue. Not just Chris Pratt, but that he was in a swamp in Louisiana.
I'm getting Swamp Thing vibes.
Duck Dynasty, maybe. He's from Duck Dynasty.
See, we're going to have June on the show for real every week, guessing with me. She's right on the track. That's what I was thinking.
Speaking of guesses, can I just interrupt for 1 second the game? Because I'm dying to know, because I work with the panel, and they had literally no idea who you guys were.
Was so crazy that nobody guessed who we were.
I really thought Jenny McCarthy, because we've been on her show before.
Mm.
I know, and she's a big fan.
Yes.
Okay, back to the game. Here we go. According to the lyric Party in the USA, the taxi man turned on the radio and whose song was on?
Jay-Z's song was on.
There it is, one of the greats.
Very good.
How many palm trees were on the digital screen behind you?
Woo.
What you mean?
What was on the screen, Alana? What
you
was on the screen?
Behind us.
Yeah, you got to turn that beach ball around sometimes and just.
Bow asking the tough question.
Yeah, this is kind of tough.
Get six. I'm going to get six.
I'm going to go four.
Go four.
Two.
It was two. Oh. Brian, go ahead and give us another clue because they were wrong.
Oh, okay. The turkey trot clue for the Queen of Hearts was home. And I believe that is very, very important because Queen of Hearts is famous for where she once called home.
Oh my God, I know exactly who it is. No. I know exactly who it is.
Go ahead. Alan.
I feel like it's Miranda Lambert because she's got a song and it's called Famous in a Small Town.
Uh-oh.
Alana, you're good at this. Well, you need to be a guest panelist.
I put all my money on it.
So when the person sounds that confident, they know what they're talking about. So I'm right there with you. All right, here's my final question. How did the celebrity panelists deliver their first impression guesses to Nick Cannon? On what?
They had to put their final guesses in the beach ball.
You are right. Yes, you are correct.
Good.
You say, Brian.
Sweating over here.
I did not know that at all.
This is what I want to know, because this is my favorite part, is the clue package. You got to unravel some of these clues for us. The peach, which, of course, we know what that is. Home state, GA.
And the money is because of your catchphrase.
Money was when Alana came up with years ago, when our one producer handed it to her wallet and had dollar in it. She pulled up, a dollar make you holler, honey, boo-boo child. And that's how Alana got her name.
Yeah, and if y'all, if folks would have really looked, they would have noticed it was only dollars, nothing else.
TNT and train track signs.
The show in McIntyre, the very first one, Here Comes Honey Boo Boo on TLC, behind, we lived on a railroad track. The railroad track was a huge part of Here Comes Honey Boo Boo.
Dang.
That's tough.
Let me go ahead and give Alana her props because she is the youngest Masked Singer contestant ever in the history.
That is true.
I did none of that. Period.
Bow figured that out.
We are also the first mother-daughter duo on the show.
Yes.
Before I let you guys get out of here, because I know you guys are busy, do you guys have any more guesses? You guys were very close to some of these performers being backstage and maneuvering through. Did you hear anything?
I didn't.
Uh-oh, Alana's looking like maybe.
I didn't hear anything. I feel like Banana Split is a couple. It's not brother-sister type stuff. I think it's a couple.
So you don't think it's Derek and Julianne Hough?
I don't think it's Derek. Also, because I follow him on Instagram, and he has been very tied up with Self We're Dancing with the Stars right now, so I don't think it's him either.
Every season, we have one performance that goes viral. Last year was Caitlyn Jenner. We had Wendy Williams. We had Sarah Palin. I'm predicting that it's your all's performance is going to go viral this week. I'm fingers crossed. I really hope, because y'all were so much fun.
Oh, yes. 100. I believe that. America is going to be shot. Mama June, Honey Boo Boo, on The Masked Singer.
Shock.
Representing the karaoke side of America.
So good, so good.
It was a pleasure having you both on the show with us today. The door is always open to you guys anytime you want to come back in. Alana, we can definitely use your IQ for these guests, sweetheart.
Yes.
You know what you're talking about.
Thank y'all for having us, and y'all just have an amazing day.
How fun were they? They were a party in the USA.
I mean, that's how you do it in the ATL. I keep telling you, you gotta come to Atlanta, man.
I know. Me, you, Mama June, Dwight Howard.
All of
us. We're going to that Thursday night.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, R&B Wednesdays.
R&B Wednesday, that's
Thank you,
it.
Dwight Howard. Talking about R&B Wednesday. Thanksgiving, it's here. I'm ready. We're talking about mac and cheese, cornbread, stuffing, dressing, yams, cranberry sauce, and turkey. Baked turkey, fried turkey, jerk turkey. It's just so many different flavors.
We need to get you on Food Network.
Man, I'm really a chef. Frog can cook down.
Not bad, I figured.
Just no frog legs being fried. That's what we can't do, no frog legs. But I'm just so thankful to be alive and to have both eyes seeing everything that I've been witnessing so far in my life.
Yes.
So, Brian, what are you thankful for, my man?
I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful for our wonderful EPs, Tim and Stephanie.
That's right.
I'm thankful for our entire crew who works so hard to get this out every week. I'm just thankful to be doing this and to be on a show that makes people happy.
I agree. And this is the official Masked Singer podcast. You know where to come each and every Wednesday night. You know who's going to give you all the information and get you guys closer and closer to the clues and just to your favorite celebrities, man. And this side's going down. Of course, you guys know where to find us. Hit us up on Instagram and Twitter @MaskPod and, of course, @MaskSingerFox. And be sure to check out Masked Verse. That's right, man, at massverse.com and sign up for your digital wallet so you can start collecting them Prog NFTs, man. That's money. Now you guys want some money, man. I want some money, too. The official Masked Singer podcast is a production of iHeartRadio and Fox, executive produced by my family at KT Studios. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Tune in to The Masked Singer each and every Wednesday on Fox. Brian, go ahead, man. Spend some time with the loved ones. I know I'm going to be doing the same. I can't wait.
Yes.
I'm going to be with my daughter, and she's going to be running around the house, sticking her little hands in everything. I got to keep her out the kitchen. Sorry, stay out the kitchen. That's stay out the kitchen. All right? My son, too. You know, just stay out the kitchen. Both of them. All right, Brian, man. Much love. And everyone out there around the world, happy Thanksgiving. And give all the family love. And we love you guys. Thank you. It's time to do the grocery shopping. Who is that?
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand, when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey, it's Zuko and Kayla from The Wake Up Call. Enjoy your podcast, but when you're done, don't forget about us. We have a radio show. We try to bring a smile to your face every morning.
We also talk to some of the hottest country stars of today, and we like to share some good news with That's What I Like.
Because Lord knows that's hard to find. When you're done podcasting your podcast, listen to us at 92.3 WCOL.
Set your preset on your radio right now, and don't forget you can listen to us online on the iHeartRadio app.